This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. Along with New Year resolutions and gift returns, here's another holiday rite of passage, end of year tax planning. Wait, don't go away, because what you do now can make a big difference in your tax bill. Barry Glassman joins us. He's a certified financial planner. Barry, thanks for being here.
Sure, my pleasure.
We hear taxes this time of year. We're all very busy, you know, so it's hard to think about something so concrete and heavy as taxes. But there are still opportunities to not only make sure you save before the end of the year on your taxes and the tax bill for 2013, but to help you plan for next year, right?
Exactly. And here's the great news this year. For the first time in a long time, we know what's likely to be the tax brackets and the rules for next year. The past couple of years, there have been rules expiring and tax brackets expiring and all kinds of different things. This year's kind of easier due to just less congressional noise.
Ah, there's one for the books. The less congressional noise, because we've been hearing a lot of noise out there. But there are some things that for, you know, regular folks that they're doing automatically this time of year that can help save. And one of them is, you know, a quarter of all charitable contributions happen during the winter holidays. So folks still have time to get that deduction right now, right?
Exactly. While a lot of us give to great philanthropic organizations because we want to do good, we also need to keep in mind that there's a tax benefit as well. Taxpayers need to know that there's an advantage to donating appreciated securities. So let's say you bought a stock or a mutual fund a few years ago during the downturn, and it's appreciated substantially. If you sold today, you'd realize a capital gain. But if you donate that stock or mutual fund to the charity, you get the full market value of the donation, and the charity gets to sell it and not pay the tax.
There you go. That's something for you. Now, speaking of assets, retirement account contributions. This is a big one, and not only for folks who are full-time and have, you know, access to employer-sponsored benefits, but also folks who work for themselves, right?
There are two things that people should look at outside of the basics. Number one is for everyone listening who's turning 50 next year, they should consider the fact that they can contribute a bit more with catch-up contributions. Congress put this in place a number of years ago for those people who are mature enough to handle the extra $5,500 of contributions. They can go ahead and put that in place. That won't take place automatically in their 401ks and things. They need to elect to increase their contributions. For those people who are self-employed and have SEPs, they may want to switch to an individual K. Some people call it a solo K. Some people call it a unique K. But basically, it's a personal 401k plan. And this is for people who are self-employed. And what they can do is likely save about what they were saving in a SEP, likely more, and they have the opportunity for the catch-up contribution. There's a great website called individualk.com. You visit there and you can plug in your income and it'll calculate individual K, SEP, simple, all the various kinds of plans.
Got it. And Barry, if somebody needs to cash out an investment, let's say, this year, you know, capital gains is still there and it is still a tax. So how can you minimize that tax bite?
I'm not a believer in making investment decisions based on taxes alone. So if it makes sense to move out of an investment and take a gain, take the gain. Now, if investors have losses or losers in their portfolio and it makes sense to sell before year end, those losses can help offset the capital gains that were realized either earlier in the year or at year end.
And Barry, I have one more question that I hear a lot from folks. When should somebody use a tax professional?
My advice is if you need somebody just to plug it in and spit out a return, meaning an actual tax preparer, the software is fantastic. If you need somebody to strategize and think, use a tax professional. A lot of times it just makes sense to think through, hey, I'm in a low tax bracket this year and I'm going to be in a higher one next year. Any chance I might do something this year like, I don't know, convert part of my IRA to a Roth? What would that do? Hire a tax professional once you're ready to have somebody think and strategize and project.
Strategy when it comes to tax time is key. Barry Glassman is the president of Glassman Wealth Services. Barry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. It was my pleasure.